Hello, it's Christian from Shouting is Funny. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. If this is your first time listening to an episode of Wild Hollow, then a very warm welcome to you indeed. If you're a returning listener, might we even go so far as to call you a fan of the show, welcome back. Usually this is the part where we try and plug our Patreon page, patreon.com/shoutingisfunny, or perhaps our glorious original art prints might tickle your fancy, available at shoutingisfunny.com/store. But let's be frank, you're not here for an advert, you're here for the latest installment of Wild Hollow Shorts, and that, dear listener, is precisely what you're going to get. We're taking you back into the stupid woods. This is a weird one. Enjoy. Wild Hollow Shorts. Bing and Crosby make a cake.
Is it time?
Time for what?
Yes, it's time.
Time for what?
What is time?
Don't ask me.
Get ready to cook some quite tasty meals with Bing and also Crosby, and maybe even possibly share a few laughs along the way.
Hello, and welcome to Get Ready to Cook Some Quite Tasty Meals with Bing and also Crosby, and maybe even possibly share a few laughs along the way.
Yes, that's right. You're watching Get Ready to Cook Some Quite Tasty Meals with Bing and also Crosby, and maybe even possibly share a few laughs along the way. And let me tell you, you're in for a banana of a show this evening.
A banana it is. Now, before we start, we have some exciting news to announce. Wild Hollow's favourite celebrity chefs, Mary Berry,
Nigelly Fish Lawson,
and Gordon Sheepsey will not be appearing on tonight's show because we never asked them to.
And probably never will.
Hey, bit unusual for us here in the stupid woods, but yesterday something happened that was completely normal, didn't it?
Didn't it? It did. Yesterday we were routinely visited by the one...
But not the only...
Princess of the castle. Yes, that's right. We had a royal visit to the glade 2 days ago. And might I say, wasn't she smaller and more Scottish than we remembered her?
What's a Scottish?
That's right. Now, I know what everyone at home is dying to know. Did she bring the bread this time?
And the answer is... yes!
No, she did not. And frankly, we found that to be pretty suspect, didn't we?
Not in the slightest. So, there we have it. No bread.
But that's no matter, because today we'll be making a delicious treat of our very own. Isn't that right, Bing?
That's absolutely right, Bing.
What? You called me Bing. I'm not Bing. You're Bing.
I thought you were Bing.
No, you fool. I'm Bing.
Oh, gosh, of course you are.
Let's bake!
So, what's on the menu today, Crosby?
Today, it's all about pasta, so we're going to be baking a chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake?
You bet, mon ami.
Chocolate cake.
Now, the secret ingredient in a chocolate cake might surprise some of you at home. Chocolate, I hear you cry. How very long you are. Bing?
Yes, hello, what?
I said, don't forget to sufficiently gargle the custard, or you'll end up like Bing.
Oh, crikey, yes, rookie error.
You know how our little saying goes, don't you? Custard today, or mustard next Wednesday.
That one has never led me astray.
And nor should it. So it's yummy, scrummy chocolate cake today. Here's one I made earlier.
How much earlier?
About 7 months.
Yummy, yum, yum. So, we know what we're going to make, but how the flippity-flop do we go about making it?
We're going to need to take a trip to Ingredient Mountain.
Here we go, it's Crosby and Bing, climbing Ingredient Mountain. Fingers crossed we don't get lost, or this will be a bad segment.
We made it!
Oh, look at the view!
I can see my house from up here.
Why did you bring that fan with you?
Dramatic effect.
Stop it.
Sorry. Cake?
Yes! So, dear viewers, we're making a chocolate cake. Can you guess ingredient number one? That's right. Pencil shavings.
The fresher, the worser.
Then we'll need watermelon seeds, the feather of a frangipan, cayenne pepper...
Uh-huh.
And some essence of heartbreak.
We haven't got any of that.
No heartbreak?
No heartbreak for us, old friend.
Oh. How about cart snake?
No.
Dart steak?
Nope.
Malt bake?
Nuh-uh. There's, oh, chocolate cake.
That'll do. We have everything we need. Time to start cooking.
Firstly, set your oven to a nice suitable temperature. I'm thinking 730 degrees, Crosby.
Oh, Bing, you are a joker.
You're right. 800 it is.
Perfect. Now, we're going to need to grab a bowl like this one I have here, and we're going to just very gently rub some strawberry jelly all over it. Like so. There we are, all jellied up. But I doubt my attempts will hold a candle to yours at home.
Candle? You guys, you shouldn't have.
Do you want this, Bing? Do you? We've been fighting for a shot at the cooking show industry as long as I can remember, which is at least several days. And behaviour like this could cost us everything.
Yes, Crosby, of course. I'm sorry, I'm just a bit... I've been having... It's nothing. It's nothing.
You see that it isn't. So sorry about that, everyone. My friend here clearly has a hankering for chocolate cake. Now, it's about time we delivered the goods. Bing, I have an idea that might get your eyes on the prize again. How about we sing our special song?
But you said we can only sing that when we're doing...
Not that song, the cooking song.
Oh, that special song. Well, how about we ask our live studio audience? Shall we sing our special song? All right, then.
So you want to do a baking?
You want to baking do?
But what's on the agenda?
Exactly how are you
supposed to go about it?
This glorious bakey thing.
You haven't got the slightest clue what skills you need to bring.
Perhaps you put your name down for the village charity bake.
Or maybe you've got cravings for a scrumptious sausage cake.
But only now you realise
the nightmare that's in store.
That you find the nerve to open your pantry door.
But it doesn't really matter what you put into the batter, just as long as you do it with love.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that,
and a little bit of something that I found inside a glove.
Take your spatula,
be spectacular.
Forget that your chances are slim.
Anyone can bake, for goodness sake. All you have to do is
camembert,
treacle toffee horse, roller skates, flour dates,
Worcestershire sauce,
caramel,
a baby bell,
the latest daily news.
These are just examples of ingredients you can use.
Doesn't matter if you know what you're putting in the dough, just ensure that you do it with style.
Everything is fine.
You can sing a trotty tune with a little vamavoo,
and pretend that you're not hearing creepy voices all the while.
Take your spatula, be spectacular, pray that it doesn't taste great.
A delicious chocolate cake.
Ready for the oven. And now, we wait.
Wait. Bing.
What's going on?
Okay. Open your eyes.
Surprise.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, we all know how hard you've been working recently.
So I got word round to everyone at work.
Oh, we've told Mr. Scum we've all got the lurgy.
You didn't.
Yep, so don't go mentioning any secret parties during patrol tomorrow.
I
can't believe this! And you knew about this, Mrs. Bing.
Oh, I might have dropped Jeff a little message last month to get the ball rolling.
Oh, she was the mastermind behind the whole thing.
Oh. And there's one more surprise for you.
I made you this, Daddy.
Oh, Bing Junior, you made me a cake.
It's a Chucky Chuck cake.
Oh, yes. I can see that.
For Bing's a jolly good fellow, Bing's a jolly good fellow, for Bing's a jolly good fellow, and so say all of us.
Oh, you guys, you shouldn't have.
Come on, darling, blow out your candles.
Crosby! Crosby!
Bing! Oh, I thought I'd lost you.
I was having, the most lovely dream.
What about?
Haven't the foggiest.
Classic.
How's our bake doing?
I think it's ready. Let's take a look. Oh, it's
perfect!
And there we are, a delicious
Chocky Choc cake.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
That's all we have time for this week. Join us next time on Get Ready to Cook Some Quite Tasty Meals with Bing and also Crosby, and maybe even possibly share a few laughs along the way.
Good night!
You have been listening to a Shouting is Funny production. The role of Bing was played by Christian Pausland. The role of Crosby was played by Sorrel Jordan. The roles of Mrs. Bing and Bing Jr. were played by Bethan Bark. The role of Jeff was played by Harvey Badger. The role of Benoit Blanc was played by Daniel Craig in the Knives Out franchise. Have you watched Glass Onion yet? Oh, it's very good. All music was created in-house by Shouting is Funny. You can visit our website at shoutingisfunny.com, and you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and support us further via our Patreon by simply searching Shouting is Funny. We're past the halfway point for Wild Hollow Shorts. 4 episodes down, 2 to go. Thank you for tuning in this month. Bing and Crosby really do appreciate the attention. Now, it's a new year. Why not start off 2023 by doing a good deed to fill your soul with nice, warm niceness? Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, wherever you want to do it, please go and give The Chronicles of Wild Hollow a lovely 5-star rating or a review. We would love to go even bigger and better than ever this year, and reviews are an enormous way that you can support the show. It's free, it doesn't take long, but it would make us very, very happy boys. Thank you again for listening. We will be back next month with the penultimate Wild Hollow Short.